Hey guys, this is Joe. Today I want to introduce you to our partner Vanta. Achieving ISO 27001 or SOC 2 compliance can unlock major growth for your company and build customer trust, but the process can be time intense and costly. Vanta automates compliance, getting you audit ready quickly and saving up to 85% of associated costs. And Vanta scales with your business, helping you enter new markets. Join 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora that trust Vanta. Claim 20% off Vanta at vanta.com/startupradio. That's vanta.com, spelled vanta.com/startupradio.
When you're an entrepreneur with a great idea, it can be daunting to find funding. Startup Raven takes the process out of your hands by helping entrepreneurs connect and learn about potential investors all in one place, without any long-filled forms or 1,000 questions. Sign up for early access at startupraven.com.
Welcome to startuprad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome to this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups. As you can hear, we are back with the sirens here in New York City. And as always, this is our news wrap up with important news from the startup scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland in 30 minutes or less. So we have to get going. This is our wrap up for April with me, Christian from New York City, and Joe from Frankfurt. Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
Hey, Chris, doing fine. How are you?
Good. I was recently traveling to Italy for a conference about media and how media changes. To Perugia, that was nice. I was at South by Southwest, that was nice. I think we spoke about this. So yeah, a lot of traveling. I'm really good.
Hey guys, this is Joe from StartupRate.io. Today I want to introduce you to our newest partner, Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up the top trending articles on the web on topics you choose at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. We are also available there with all of our podcasts. Subscribe now and get 1 month off the premium subscription with the code STARTUPRAD, STARTUPRAD, on newsly.me.
We recorded this episode on April 26th in 2023. All news not yet included here will be published in our next episode for May, which is supposed to be published on June 1st. You can find all of the links, as always, in the quoted info on our Medium blog link below. And we get going with some info on business culture and schedules.
Yes, exactly. We want to give you a little glimpse into German business culture as well. A little note on business and travel in Germany for May and June here. May has three public holidays where, depending on your state, you will not find open grocery stores except for train stations or airports, but restaurants, gas stations and stuff like this is open. Also, don't expect any emails to be answered or phone calls to be returned during those days. They are the Europe-wide Labor Day, May 1st, Whit Monday on May 29th, and there are two Thursdays, also depending on one of the German states you're in, which are regional holidays, May 18th and June 8th, where most people will take off the following Friday to have a four-day weekend. Sounds like a lot. Well, there is only October 3rd as a public holiday before Christmas for most people. Chris, you got some highlights here, right?
Yeah, those pesky Europeans and their vacations. Yeah, I got a couple of the highlights that we will be talking about today. So considerable funding made headlines last month. I think we have more than 600 million euros in funding in our highlights alone. We have a large potential exit. Software AG, the Darmstadt-based listed software company is close to a $2.4 billion US exit with an offer from Silver Lake Partners. Also, Berlin-based Blinkist may be close to a €200 million exit. There are hundreds of millions of raised funds, which were announced by Enpel via ABS, ISA Aerospace, Integrity Next, Razor Group, and Tadul. Also, SAP is close to investing in Germany's hottest AI startup, Aleph Alpha, from Heidelberg. And we have a diverging picture in the air taxi space, where Lilium is looking for new investors. Volocopters builds the taxis and expects them to fly in less than 500 days at the Paris Olympics. This sounds like as if it would happen for sure. But we will see. Let's talk startup. The video podcast will go live on Thursday, April 27th. Audio, same, Thursday, April 27th. As always, you can tune in to the internet radio station at startup.radio. You can subscribe to all the info about our station, to the newsletter, the podcast, the YouTube channel at linktree.ee/startupradio. That is linktree.ee for Estonia/startupradio. Now back to you to talk about the enablers.
About the enablers, this recording is supported by Hessen Trade and Invest and the Brand European Enterprise Network. This recording was made possible by HDAI and the European Enterprise Network Hessen. These organizations have made tremendous contribution to helping startups, businesses succeed and thrive, providing a range of services from helping to find grants to ongoing partnerships by taking advantage of the resources startup companies can network and develop innovative strategies for success on the international stage. The dedicated support of HDAI and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen is paramount in providing startup businesses with the tools for lasting success. Look for our dedicated sub-podcast in partnership with them called Tech Startups Germany on our Linktree. Startupraven.com is also our sponsor, the best way to identify investors and cooperation partners for early-stage startups. Sign up for early access at startupraven.com, and you can find us on Newsly and get the first month off the freemium prescription. Go to newsly.me, newsly.me, and use the code STARTUPRED to get 1 month off the free premium subscription. Chris, you are a top news guy, right?
Yeah, totally. So first thing we are looking at is that Software AG, which is a pretty nondescript name, but is also like a catchphrase for the whole company because they are offering software solutions for other companies. And they are a huge coding firm in Germany. They might be pretty close to a multi-billion dollar acquisition because the private equity firm Silver Lake Partners, based in Menlo Park, is close to buying them in a $2.42 billion deal. The offer is already public, reported by Reuters. Shares of listed Software AG jumped more than 50% after the announcement. The investor already knows the company because in February 22, Silver Lake had invested €344 million in the software developer's convertible bond, which upon conversion would now represent nearly 9% of the issued Software AG shares. So that's a rather big story. Same goes for Enpal, which raised more than €300 million, €356 million to be precise, via securitization of solar receivables with first German residential solar ABS. ABS are asset-backed securities. That means if Enpal cannot pay interest or pay back the final sum, the investors have the collateral assets backing the security. Blinkist, which is one of those companies that helps you to understand books better or basically summarizes books, they closed a €200 million exit, reports Deutsche Startups, with an offer from an yet unnamed American company. The blog with its founder, Alexander Hüsing, is usually pretty well informed in Germany, has been right before, so we guess there is something to that news. And as we said, there is a lot of talk going on about the air sector or aerospace sector. We have ESA Aerospace, which closed a €155 million funding. It's their Series C funding round. Ignition sequence start, all engine running, as the headline of the article says that we have in our show notes. It's from TechEU. Investors are Seven Industries Holding, Bayern Capital via its Scale Up Fund Bavaria, Early Bird Venture Capital, HV Capital, Lakestar, Lombard ODA Investment Managers, Porsche Automobile Holding, UVC Partners, and V Squared Ventures. We have news about 100 million euros for Integrity Next. The company has been bootstrapped for 7 years, but now took 100 million euros from the EQT Growth Fund. We have news about Razor Group, who raised 88 million US dollars. They are a Berlin-based e-commerce aggregator and closed their Series C funding and now stand at a $1.2 billion valuation and acquires Stride to consolidate. Then Tado raises money as their IPO plans falter. It's a smart thermostat startup who, as I said, had initial plans to do an IPO, but then came Corona and the Ukraine war. They originally wanted to explore a sale after their 2021 fundraising, but the SPAC deal faltered and they needed to adapt. So they raised now close to 47 million US dollars. Their existing investors already include Siemens, Amazon, and E.ON, a German energy supplier. And then, two more to go. SAP is to invest in an AI startup. It's a software giant in Germany, really one of the big success stories in German entrepreneurship of the last couple of decades. And they are about to invest in German ChatGPT competitor Aleph Alpha, which also claims to have eliminated fake news from its software as yet, but the valuation investment are not known. Related to that is news that the Heidelberg-based startup, a competitor of ChatGPT, claims to have eliminated the fake news from its tool Luminous. So we have here two articles giving you some background about this. And as I said, as always, we can't do a whole episode without looking at air taxis. And now we have news about Lilium. They are looking for new money, even though they have €0 in revenue, but 253 million euro in losses. They're looking for new investors, which on the other hand, Volocopter wants to start operating their drones as taxis ASAP. They also, as I said, pledged to operate the air taxis at the Paris Olympics. So that means in less than 500 days. Volocopter also said that they started production. So we will be in drones soon, I guess. Back to some housekeeping and you.
Yes, yes. Housekeeping and time to brag. We have one event recommendation still ongoing, the Tech Open Air, July 5th and 7th in Berlin. Thank you for everybody who reached out to me at EU Startup Summit. We had some interview time there and we'll have two upcoming interviews in the next weeks. And also a little bit bragging, our internet radio station, startup.radio, surpassed for the first time 24,000 listeners in a single month, meaning over 30 days. I think that's pretty cool. Talking about the ecosystem here, EU Law's comprehensive regulation as MiCA crypto law passes is in decrypt. Why this round of tech optimism feels different is a very interesting article looking a little bit back and forth on the last downturns in VC and startup on TechCrunch and on sale for 40% of stakes in European VC funds by Sifted. Some of them are not doing pretty well. Talking about the hubs, as always, we bring you some hidden gems since Berlin and Munich don't do all the startup activity. Germany is very much federalized and not centralized as other countries. Talking about my home turf, Frankfurt here. Frankfurt-based fintech Dwins, because it's founded by twins, raised 13 million euro, doubling valuation to 30 million euros. The funding was led by PayPal and Score Ventures. Existing investors include Deutsche Bank, and they invested as well. We had them most likely for the very first interview in 2015. Maybe it's time for an update. EquipMe wants to be the operating system for the B2B subscription economy, and the Frankfurt-based startup raises 3.8 million for this goal. The city of Mainz, my hometown, BioNTech is now the undisputed biotech market leader in Germany, accounting for 50% of the industry revenue, 36 billion in 2 years due to a corona vaccine. You can read more if you are able to read German in Handelsblatt. Chris, you want to talk about the capital city of Itzehoe?
Yeah, one day I have to visit Mainz to see whether they now have like golden streets or something. They just don't know what to do with all the BioNTech money. Itzehoe, I have to admit, since you always say I'm very good at geography, I think it's in Lower Saxony. Is the home of an AR startup called Augmented, and Sharp invested in them. Augmented does small laser projectors for AR glasses. And Sharp invested $20 million in a Series A round in them. Moving on to Cologne, where we see that the Cologne-based handyman startup Instellion, they're helping with the shortage of qualified employees for renewable energy installations, made an 8-digit exit. So it's interesting to see that there's already like a cottage industry coming up around the green technology. And as always, we also have a look at Austria and Switzerland, a brief one. In Austria, the startup Avisio had to file for insolvency. The startup offers software for purchasing and stock management for hotels and catering. And in Switzerland, the Swiss-based Vingtra drones on about its new $22 million in funding as it carries on mapping the world around us. That's it for now with the hubs, which means time for some general tech news, or general news and tech news and company news. And we start with the tech news. So a couple of them are general overviews that give you more insights about the German startup ecosystem right now. And we have the report on government requests for user data of Surfshark. And according to that, the German government is the second largest user data requester in the report, just behind the United States and followed by Singapore, the UK, France, and Ireland. More information about that in the show notes. Urban Sports Club offers a flat gym rate, but their 2021 revenue has fallen to 46 million euros from 58 million euros before. The loss is also shrinking, though, from 40 million to 34 million. And so far, 138 million have been invested in the company. UK-based startup Shift bought German Berlin-based Movinga, which is ending a long story involving investors claimed to have copied companies, legal battles with naming rights between Move24, Movinga, and Movago, and stories that made it in our news for years because Movinga was the first platform to organize to move your house. Then, as I said, came Movago, which had to rebrand to Move24 after a battle around the branding. Then CEO at Movinga has been Finn Hensel for the turnaround, who's now the founder of Sanity Group and has been a guest on the podcast. Move24 was then acquired by Movinga in 2018, and with the acquisition, the story has found an end, we think. We will see. And the quick delivery service Flink has quietly cut 40% of their headcount, or as they say, 8,000 jobs, which seems like so much, because how many
people... Especially to do it quietly. Yeah, 8,000 jobs.
How many people were working for them? I guess it's all like the delivery people. Which means I'm handing it over back to you because you want to talk about creative destruction.
Chris, I'm afraid you will soon have to turn in your black belt in geography again because it's just across the Elbe, meaning it's not in Lower Saxony, Niedersachsen, but it's in Schleswig-Holstein, just north of Hamburg.
Yeah, same.
I would say. So. Schöpferische Zerstörung by Schumpeter. Creative destruction still ongoing. Schumpeter was one of the most influential economists of the 20th century and coined the terms creative destruction in German, Schöpferische Zerstörung, as well as the term entrepreneur. You can learn more about him in the Wikipedia article. At first, we have Peter Thiel-backed trading app. Next Markets raised 30 million during Corona, but now looking to sell all its assets. I think they're shutting down. Berlin-based edtech startup QuoFox has to file for insolvency. Restaurant app Disco Eat allowed reserving tables and paying the bill. But this ends in insolvency as well after having gone through an insolvency already back in 2019. Zero waste grocery store Alpaska has to file for insolvency as well, despite having raised 5 million euros seed funding in February 2022. Sleeping Cube startup Sleepero, we talked about them before, went into insolvency. Unfortunately, there's no party taking over the whole company, but assets may be bought. Shopping Club Brands for Friends, formerly owned by eBay, will be shut down after being bought by PE fund Regent in 2019. And Berlin-based barbecue startup Knister has to file for insolvency as well. We have the post of the founder. If you don't know what Knister is, there is a link to the Kickstarter campaign. It's a portable barbecue. Barbecue grill. And we will end on a high note, of course, with Chris again, right?
Yes, just a couple of positive news to end things on a good note. This is the section where we talk about some of the successful fundraising and exits in Germany. It's only a tiny selection that I will be rattling off. There's Talpa Solutions, for example, which breaks new grounds as it raises a 15 million euro round to tackle other large machinery-based industries. BMW iVentures shifts 15 million euros deep drives way. The Munich-based biotech startup mBionics raised 13 million euros in a Series A funding. Reverion, a TU Munich spin-off, so a technical university spin-off, raised 8.5 million euros for the biogas power plants of the future. And French RFB player Silver, without the E, obviously, slices off a sliver of the German market via Uplift One acquisition. And that's it for now. As we said, we have some news to stay ahead of the curve. For example, the 7 deadly mistakes of startups and Forbes, who has a fraud problem. And that's a wrap, I would say.
And actually, Chris, we got close to 20 minutes with intro and outro. So I think we've been doing pretty well. Keep in mind, the May news will be published on June 1st. And then we have one more episode before we go into a little summer break, where there's only every other week a new interview published. And Chris and I will be back with some startup news to be published on Labor Day, September 4th, as the official end of summer. Chris, I'm really looking forward to talk to you soon towards the end of May.
Yes, Chris out. Bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.